that it's not true, they were not there, they never saw the way Reuben ate this field, in this field for 3 years. So Lachor is Mishalmim Lo Yesakil, that these two Edim now have to pay Shimon the value of the whole field. In other words, these two Edim wanted that Shimon should lose his field. They wanted to say, hey, this is for Reuben, that Reuben owns the field, even though really it's not true, it belongs to Shimon. So these two Edim wanted Shimon to lose his field, so now Kasher Zomam, they have to pay back to Shimon the value of the field. Even though Shimon gets back his field anyway, because now that Reuben doesn't have any Edis, so the field goes back to Shimon. Still, Reuven has to pay the money, the Edim have to pay the value of the field to Shimon. That's the law of Edim Zimimim. What's going to be Shnayim Rishona? Let's say Reuven had two Edim saying that he ate there 1 year. Shnayim Bishni has a different two pair of Edim saying he ate there the second year. Or Shnayim Bishlishis, and he has a third pair of Edim that are saying, hey, this, they saw the way he ate there the third year. So it comes out of three different pair of Edim, he has Edis that he ate there for 3 years. Now the Lachor is, let's say we find out that all three of them were Zomimim. So Lachor is Mishalmim B'nayim. All three pair of Edim together have to pay the money to Shimon. Let's say the field is worth $1,000. So between the three of them, they have to pay the $1,000. What's going to be Shloish Achim? Let's say we have three different brothers. V'yechod Mitztarefim Mohim. And a fourth person, one that's not a relative, he says Edis was each one of these. In other words, on the first year, one brother and this fourth aid says that they saw the way Reuben ate there that whole year. For the second year, the second brother and this fourth aid says that they saw him eat there the fourth second year. And for the third year, the third brother and this fourth one says that they saw him eat there. So Lachor is Harei Elu Shalosh Edis. They're considered like three separate Edis. So even though you're using three brothers, but since each brother is only saying on 1 year, is like three separate Edis, that they're kosher, they're not considered like Kravim. V'ein Edis Achaz Lazoma. But in the case if you want to be Mazim these Edim, the Azoma is only Chal if you Mazim all three Edis. No, the all pair, because together they are the ones that are saying on Shnei Chazaka. Like it's all three pair of Edim here that are saying that Reuven has a Chazaka. So if you want to make Hazoma the Lachor is, you have to be Mazmim all the Yadim. So the Hazoma is first Chal, once you Mazmim all the Yadim here. Now the Gemara says, Mas Nisim the Lach Rabbi Akiva, our mission is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, we learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Ke Sheholach Abba Chalafto, Eitzel Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri, Lil Moi Torah. When Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri to learn Torah, v'yamrilon, some say like this the opposite way, that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri ate to Abba Chalafta to learn Torah. That Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri went to Abba Chalafta to learn Torah. Omalo, he said like this, Harei she'ochlo shonu rishoyna b'fnei shnayim. That again, Reuven is trying to make a chazaka. So the first year he asked to aid him, saying that he ate there on the field. Shnayim, the second year, there are again two different Edim saying that Reuben ate there that year. Shalishis, the third year, Bifnei Shnayim, he has a different pair of Edim. So here again, a case like our Mishnah, that each year he has a different pair of Edim saying that Reuben ate, used up that field. So at the end of 3 years, now he has a raya, proof of 3 years, that he used the field. So Ma, what's the locho? Oh, my Lord, he said back to him, Reizu Chazok, Yishno, it's called a good Chazok, like it says now Mishnah. Oh, my Lord, Sab Yechon said back, Afani Yoy McCain, true, I also heard like that. Elo, but you should know, Sherebi Akiva Chilek Vidovo Zer, that Rebbe Akiva really argues on this halacha. Why? Sherebi Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva used to say, the prophet says, Dovor, V'loy Chatzi Dovor, Afishnai Medim Yokum Dovor. That Yochum Dover means a complete thing. Edis has to say on a complete thing. They have to say they saw the way Reuven lent $100. That's called the complete action. They say the way they saw Reuven kill somebody, that's called the whole action. Here, Chazoka is 3 years. So you have to have the same pair of Edim saying that they saw Reuven eat on the field for 3 years. But here, each Edis is only saying on 1 year. 1 year is not a Chazoka, it's only a Chatzi Dover, it's a Chatzi Chazoka. So according to Rebbe Akiva, that's not called Edis. So therefore, our mission does not come out like Rebbe Akiva. So more, tell him my what, our mission goes like the Rabbanan. So Gemara asked the question, for Rabbonin, hai dover v'loi chatzi dover, my avdilei. What do they do with the deeg and the posik? Churz mashma, pishnei made him yokum dover, edis is only not a complete thing. What do they do with this type of a drosha of a dover v'loi chatzi dover? Elaim, if you want to tell me, lamute, the Rabbonin say true, we make this drosha, for Timamayit say something else is no good. Elaim, if you want to tell me, lamute, Echad oimer achas begabo, v'yechad oimer achas bekriso. Here it's a question to say edus that this person is a godel. Let's say a person was mechalal Shabbos. We want to know if we can give him a chayiv misa or not. So he has to be a godel to be chayiv. So we have to have edus to know that he's a godel. He brought already two Cyrus. So let's see. You have one ed echad saying they saw one here begabo on the back. The echad oimer achas bekrisa. Another ed echad said he saw one here bekrisa by his stomach b'yosemakum. So in such a case, it's not called good edus. Why? Because each ed is only saying on one here, which is a chatzi dover. Godless simonim are two Cyrus. So here you only have each ed saying on one here. That's why it's called chatzi dover. So Morris says here, hai chatzi dover v'chatzi edusi. Here it's even worse. Like here, you only have an eidechot on each sar. An eidechot can't say eidus. Eidus, you have to have two eidim to say a person's a god to mechayiv and an oinshim. So here, you only have an eidechot on each sar. Pshit, it's no good. So whereas ela, rather, the meat is like this. Ela mute shnayim moimrim achas begabo, or shnayim moimrim achas bekriso. In the case where two eidim say they saw one here begabo, and another two pair of eidim say they saw one here bekriso. In such a case, it's called chatzi dover. Why? Because what's the difference? Because over here, the Rashbam explains, Lamaisa, this cotton, the Godol, has two Cyrus. So the Edus is to say, you saw these two Cyrus. So therefore, Edus would be, Yokum Dov would be to say, you saw the two Cyrus. Now that you're only saying you saw one Sar, one here is a chatzi dover. But here there's a psul, because really, right now, there is two Cyrus to be seen. So the fact you only saw one sar, that's called the chatzi dover. Mashenkin, in our case of the Mishnah, by shnei chazoko, that true, each year a different pair of eidim saw it. But lemaisa, at each year when the eidus said eidus, that's all there was to be seen. Like you can't have all 3 years in 1 year. Each year is a proof by itself. True, you need all three together to make up the chazoka. But lemaisa here, the Rabbanan, oh, this is not called the case of chatzi dover. Here it's called the complete dover, because each year the Eidus said on what there is to see, that's all there is what to see. So therefore, in this case, the Rabbanan hold like in our Mishnah, it is called the good chazaka. It is called Eidus, not called chatzi dover. The only psul, the chatzi dover, would be in a case of Shtei Cyrus. Because here, right now, there's more to see.
Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad oimer ochlo chitim, v'yechad oimer ochlo soirim, harezu chazaka.
Let's say you have two eid echuds, and each one is saying that they saw the way Reuven ate on this field for the last 3 years, but one eid says he was eating the wheat for the last 3 years, that's what he was growing, and the other eid echud said he was growing barley the last 3 years. So locher is a razor chazak, it's called a good chazak, like we believe these two eid echuds, as if we have now two eidim saying that Reuven made a chazak on the field for the last 3 years. So Mari asked the question, Maskev lo Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked the question, Ela meyatev so, Echo doime ochlo rishayno, shlishis vechamishis. What's going to be if one eid echud says, I saw the way Reuven ate on this